We give you praise, great Father. We give you praise, great Father. We give you praise, mighty God. Unto you be the worship of the children. In Jesus' wonderful name. I want us to look at Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. What the Spirit of the Lord will be bringing to us this morning is a revelation that we must run with throughout our journey with the Lord. If we must be yielded instrument unto God in the place of prayer, if we must be able to command the heavens and bring forth answers, if we must be like those who receive answers to prayers, the tidings the Spirit of Christ is bringing to us this morning is very important. It's very important. Luke chapter 11 verse 1. The scripture says, and it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. The disciples met Jesus praying, and they said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. You see, the disciples, they saw that Jesus walked in a realm of open heavens. They saw that Jesus received mighty and tremendous answers to prayers. The disciples saw that the heavens obeyed the voice of the Messiah. They saw that anything Jesus asks the Father gives to him. So they wanted to walk in the dimension their master was walking. That's why they say, Lord, teach us to pray. The message the Lord is bringing us this morning is captioned, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. One of the most dangerous weapons the Lord has given to the church today is the weapon of prayer. This is part of the Another Pentecost series. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray, even as John taught his disciples. You will never see anywhere in the Bible where the disciples asked Jesus, Master, teach us how to preach. There was nowhere recorded. But here they asked him to teach them how to pray. The ministry of prayer is very important. Hear me well. If you are here in this meeting this morning, or wherever you are in any part of the world listening to us, this message is coming as a privilege that the Father has granted to us, because we are going to learn many things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Teach us to pray. Many of us may have been praying prayers but not yielding results, not seeing results. Many of us may have been weak in prayers. But for any of the categories you find yourself in, what the Lord has for us this morning will be of great benefit to your pilgrim's journey. Teach us to pray. Why pray? Why should we pray? That's the question everybody will ask. Why shouldn't God do what he knows is best for me? Why shouldn't he do what he knows is best for you? Why do we have to pray before God can answer us? Why? Many people ask this question. Some people say, Lord, even if I don't pray, don't you know what is good for me? But the truth is that the will of God cannot be bettered on the earth realm without prayer. The will of God cannot be bettered on the earth realm without prayer. Matthew 16:19, Jesus told his disciples, I've given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. As you loose on the earth, it is loosed in heaven. So if you allow it on earth, it becomes allowed in the heavens. If you allow it, as you see it on earth, as you just leave it like that, that's how it will be. But if you stop it on earth, it is stopped in heaven. The ministry of prayer is non-negotiable. God needs the instrumentality of men to bring his desired will on the earth. God needs the instrumentality of men to bring his will down on the earth. That's why in this Luke 11, when we are going to journey down, after they had told Jesus, teach us to pray, look at verse 2. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is via prayer that the kingdom can come. The kingdom of God is not meat, it is not drink. But the scripture says in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you're lacking righteousness, lacking peace, lacking joy and satisfaction in destiny, the kingdom has not come. For the kingdom to come, pray ye. Why should we pray? Why should we pray? Psalm 115:16. The scripture says, the earth, the heaven, even the heaven of the heavens is the Lord. But the earth has he given to the sons of man. Are we together? Who gave the earth to the sons of men? God has given the earth to the sons of men. The heaven is his own, but the earth, he has given it to his tenants. Are we together? Wherever you are listening to me, you are God's tenant. Are you following? I am God's tenant on earth. God put Adam as his tenant to have dominion over everything. God will not come down from heaven and tell Adam, oh yeah, start overturning this and that. God just allows Adam. He put his spirit in Adam. So that Adam has the discernment on how to do what is right at the right time. So God would not interfere. If you happen to be a tenant anywhere you are living, your landlord will not come to your house and tell you where to put your chair in the parlor. The landlord will never do that. As you have paid for the property, you yourself will decide where you will keep each and everything. Then it's at the end of the day, when you're about to park, that the landlord will come and check his property, whether it is in order. Are we following? Now, we are all God's tenants. We are all God's tenants. As God's tenant, while you are in that house you rented, if your tap is bad and you need it to be worked, based on agreement, you can go and inform the landlord. Then the landlord will now know how to call people that will come and fix it. Are we together? Now, if you don't inform the landlord, he will have no knowledge of it. He will take it that all is well. But it is when you informed him. Prayer is like that. We are God's tenant on the earth. Prayer is that we are calling God that, okay, landlord, there are some things that need to be fixed here. It is not in the original position you kept it. An enemy has altered what you kept here. So, sir, come and fix it. Help us. 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, if the people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear. I will heal their land. I will forgive their iniquities. So if the people did not pray, there will be no healing of their land. There will be no forgiveness. The benefits of prayer cannot be exhausted in a meeting. It's inexhaustible. Even if preachers begin to minister on it, till thy kingdom come, it cannot be exhausted. There are many reasons why we ought to pray. There are many reasons. One of the reasons we have to pray is in order to preserve what God has kept in our hands. Order to preserve. I've told us before, John the Baptist was in the prison and none was praying for John. The head of John was beheaded by Herod. The same Herod arrested James. They beheaded James. But when Peter was arrested, the church woke up. They began to send oblations of prayer, incense of prayer to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel. The prayer itself fetched the angel that came to liberate Peter from the prison. Despite how important Peter is to the move of God, despite how important Peter is to the move of God, even being the chiefest of the apostles, if oblations and the incense of prayer had not risen to heaven, Peter would have been wasted. Another man would have taken his position. In the place of prayer, God will not compromise. God will not compromise his standard. Teach us to pray. The major reason you have to pray is because there is something tender God has put in your hands. I told us the story of the two harlots in the days of Solomon. The other one carried a child and was sleeping, while the other one slept on her child, and the child died in the middle of the night. And she went and exchanged her baby with the other one. And the woman said, "Why thine handmaiden slept? She came and took my baby from me." And the Lord told us in one of those meetings that the enemy goes about taking things from those who are sleeping in the place of prayer. Taking things that God has given to them. Taking the life and putting the dead. That harlot that was bad took the live baby from a neighbor and gave the neighbor her dead child. That's what the enemy does. He said, "While men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears among wits." There are many reasons we have to engage in the place of prayer. Are we following? Very important. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray, because we have seen that without prayers, we will remain as we are. Without prayers, we cannot be instrumental to the moves of God in our generation. He said, "Teach us to pray." Why should we pray? It is inexhaustible. But because of time, let's move to the next item. He said, how should we pray? How should we pray? This is the school of prayer. How should we pray? We ask ourselves. Look at Luke 11 verse 2 again. And he said unto them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is where? In the earth. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. So thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.'" Are you seeing that? Jesus is giving them the formula for prayer. The formula for prayer. Praise and thanksgiving should come before petitioning. Praise and thanksgiving must come before petitioning. You just wake up, you rush like tornado. "Oh God, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me." God will just be looking at you. You don't even have respect. You don't even have regard. Just came all of a sudden, "Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, so do that, do that." When you finish, in Jesus' name, amen. God will be watching at you. And God will be watching at you. Psalm 100 verse 4. He said, "And I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise." When you want to enter, when you want to gain access to the holiest, you begin with thanksgiving. You begin with adoration. You begin to give him praise for all he has done, for all he is doing, and what he yet will do. How should you pray? How should we pray? Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He did not say, our Father who art in heaven, solve my problems. No. That's not what he said. He did not say, our Father who art in heaven, my money has finished. It's not like that. He did not say, our Father who art in heaven, what can you add to that? He did not say, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Are we following? He did not say, our Father who art in heaven, give me my daily bread. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. You hallow his name first. Huh? You worship his name. You magnify him, you exalt him. As you're doing that, in the realm of the spirit, you begin to summon angels. There becomes a multiplication of angelic activities. The psalmist said, bless ye the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his command, hearkening to the voice of his word. Are you hearing me? The angels are they who do the command of the Lord. When you are giving thanks as such, with all your heart, you begin to summon angels. He said, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto the heirs of salvation? We are the heirs of salvation. They are sent forth to minister to us. So, by the time you begin to thank him, adore him, worship him, you are summoning a heavy angelic presence. That even when the time of supplication will come, you won't even struggle. Are we following? Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. After blessing his name, the next thing is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the place of hallowing the name, you have seen your brokenness, you have come to him as you are broken before him, self is lost in his presence. Then in this realm now, you say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You begin to pray the will of God to be done in the earth realm. That's the ministry of intercession. Huh? The ministry of intercession. That even before you begin to make petitions for your own self, you have begun interceding for things that will bring down the kingdom of God on earth. Listen to me, these principles, they are sure. They are profound. They are solid. If we can follow it, we will be much more effective in the place of prayer. I said again, Jesus never taught the disciples to preach, but he taught them to pray. Because a man that can pray, we have no issue with preaching. Because the scripture said, the flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that quickens. It is the spirit. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. So you enter with thanksgiving. In Philippians 4:6, it said, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. As you are coming, first of all, with thanksgiving, then you're making your request known to God. The request you're bringing, first of all, it is good as a believer to engage in intercession. Begin to pray for the body of Christ. Pray for those around you. Pray for the church. Pray for the sick. Pray for the maimed, pray for the afflicted, pray for the pregnant women, pray for the orphans. As you're doing this, this is a sure principle. You are making the request known to God. And all of this you are doing. John 14 verse 13, Jesus said, ask the Father in my name. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name shall be done unto you. You're praying in the name of Jesus. That's the exalted name. You are making your request known. Father, in the name of Jesus. When the Father hears the name Jesus, the Father will no longer see you. He will begin to see the Son in you. Because from the times of the old covenant, man is not able to approach the holiest of holies except the high priest, and which is once in a year. So, because of how God has set these things, as you approach him, when you are coming in the name of the Lord, the Lord is not, is no longer seeing Brother Promise. He's now seeing the Son Jesus. Saying, I'm coming in the name of Jesus. It's just like you go to BRG police station, Kubwa here, or Kubwa police station, anywhere. They, you carry an order from the presidency. Once they see it, once the DPO sees it, it just clears road. Instantly it is attended to. Are you getting? You are coming in the name of the head of the state. So when we are approaching the Father, we are coming in the name of Jesus. So the Father rather does not see us, he now sees the Son. Very important to pray in the name of Jesus. That is the exalted name. That is the exalted name the Father has given. Now in the place of prayer, we must be specific. We must be very specific. I don't know, I have to rush this because of my time. We must be very specific. In 1 Kings 3:15, God said to 1 Kings 3:5, rather, God said to Solomon, ask me what I shall give to you. Ask me what I shall give to you. Be specific. Solomon said, I need wisdom. Wisdom in order to rule your people. Be specific in your prayers. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, when he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. He said, what do you want? What do you want? Oh God, be specific. He said, that I may receive my sight. In the place of prayer, we must learn how to be specific. God is not a robot. You tell him how it is in your heart. He's a father. God is not one soldier that is carrying a heavy gun, waiting for us to make mistake to shoot. No, he's a father, he understands. You come to him as it is in your heart. Be specific. All of them that met Jesus, after they run around, Jesus will say, what do you want? Tell me, what is it? That's when some will say, I need my hearing. I need my sight. I need to be cleansed, that I may be cleansed. What do you want? When you're praying, what do you want? Be specific in your heart. Be specific. Be specific in your heart as you're making your petitions to God. As you're making the petitions, be specific. How do we receive answers when we pray? How do we receive answers? I found out something. Let me just say this. If you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I will encourage that when you want to pray, speaking, exalting the Lord, it can be exalting in tongues as you are flowing. Just be flowing in tongues and forget yourself. Forget yourself. Be praying in tongues. Be praying. And when you are praying, whether in tongues or in understanding, hear me well. Make sure that your mind is not troubleshooting. When I mean troubleshooting, make sure your mind is not wandering. Huh? Some people have wandering mind. That wandering mind is an affliction in itself. Is a scattered spirit. He said in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in his ways and cannot get anything from him. You are praying here, your mouth is moving, but your heart is in the market. Your mind is in the market. No concentration. As you are there in the presence of God, you concentrate. 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 You concentrate. Psalm 51 verse 6. He said, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Can I shock us? Do you know that our brother here and our brother here can pray and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, O Lord. And God will not forgive them. Do you know it's very possible? You can stand up now. We are praying prayer of forgiveness. You say, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive. And God will not forgive you. It's very possible. Do you know why he will not? Thank you. He said, thou desirest truth in the inward part. Psalm 51 verse 6. Can somebody read that? Psalm 51 verse 6. Psalm 51 verse 6. So when I quoted it at first, nobody had opened it. Yes. Read from there. Yes. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part. Pause. Don't read all. That's just where I want it. You desire truth in the inward part. Somebody can stay like this. I mean, say, Lord, forgive me my sins, forgive me my transgressions, forgive me this and that, and God will not hear that person. Because the person's heart is not with the mouth movement. The heart is not aligned with what the mouth is. Are you getting me? That forgiveness is saying, his mind is not even there. He's just saying it because everybody's saying it. Forgive me, forgive me. There will be no, God will not even hearken to that. Romans 10:10, the scripture said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So to get things from God in the place of prayer, the heart and the mouth come together. The heart most important. With the heart, the man gets a right standing with God. Then with the mouth, confession is made unto deliverance. So when your mouth is moving, make sure your heart is aligned with what the mouth is saying. No wonder Jesus says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You draw nigh to God with your lips, but what? The heart is far, afar off." So how do you expect the person can be there, moving mouth like this, 1 hour, nothing is happening. He's not even crossing the ceiling. It's very possible. There are some persons that may come here now, prayer will shake. That head is shaking. The heart is not even in it. No heart alignment at all. There will be no result. The person cannot get answers. For you to get answers to prayer, you must ensure that your heart is aligned with what the mouth is saying. For you to get answers to prayer, make sure you are praying according to God's will. Jesus taught them to pray. He said, when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." No matter how urgent your need is, if it's not in accordance to the will of God, God will not grant it. He will help you by not granting it. But that incense of prayer you have already sent, you to be converted to something else to help you. But that particular petition will not be granted because it's not in his will. And he will not do it outside his will unless it will be disastrous to you. Wasn't it that God delivered Lot from the land of Sodom and Gomorrah? The angel said to Lot, "Flee to the mountains." He said, "Not so, my Lord. If I have found favor before your sight, oh, magnify your mercy unto thy servant and let me flee to this city." The angel looked and said, "God has spoken, no? Perfect will. You are saying you want to go to the other city." The angel said, "Okay, God can permit it." As God permitted the prayer of Lot, he was on their way to that city that his wife came to insult. In that city, he now went to. The two children slept with him and they gave birth to hidden nation, Moabite and the other. At the end of the day, Lot now went back to that mountain. Lot went back to that mountain. If Lot had not gone to that city, his wife wouldn't have gone to Sodom on their way. When we get things outside the will of God, God may allow us, but he said he will send leanness to their soul. The thing will come with a plague. I don't know if you understand me. It will dry you up. That thing you are pressing that is not his will, if it's finally granted to you, it will be disastrous. So I don't want to go into the one of permissive and perfect will. But we must make sure we are praying according to the will of God. Also in the prayers according to the will of God, it is good for us to pray the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. The scriptures are potent. The scriptures are powerful. They carry prayer manual. 100 prayer points. My Father, the enemies of my land, die and scatter. Die and scatter. You are reciting it. They say, repeat after me. They are reciting the prayer point. Prayer point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 200. All those ones is flesh. Flesh. It has no quickening power. It is human technology. It is not from the spirit. When you are praying according to the word. According to the word. That one that they carry prayer manual. You pray it and pray it. You see that nothing is changing. Pray according to the inspiration of the word of God. Nobody should sell prayer manual for you. 10,000 prayer points. on how to come out of debt, on how to come out of spiritual oppression. Let the prayers be according to the word of God. If those prayers, they are engineering it using the scriptures, grounded. But all those under the manufacture prayer point, it has not helped and it still will not help. Because it is not the flesh that quickens, but the spirit that quickens. Make sure you pray according to the scriptures. In the scriptures, you find the will of God. In the scriptures, you find the will of God. And God honors his word. He hastens to honor his word. Are you getting me? God hastens to honor his word. That's why you may wake up one day, as you are studying the scriptures, you saw that there was famine in the land. And yet, Isaac sowed and he reaped 100-fold. What? Lord, there is famine in this land. Lord, as I sow, I will reap 100-fold. You are praying by the inspiration and the revelation of the word, you get results. Praying by the revelation of the word, you will get results. Faster than someone that is going to manufacture prayer points one place. In order to receive answers to your prayer, make sure you ask in faith. Make sure you ask in faith. Look at Mark 11, verse 24. I will read this one. Mark 11, verse 24. Important. The scripture says, therefore I say unto you that whatsoever things you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall receive them. And you shall have them. When you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. Are you hearing me? Don't doubt in your heart. Believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Believe that those that search for him early, they shall find him. When you pray, believe. Don't pray and doubt. Don't pray and come out of the place of prayer and say, I don't pray, but I know that God will hear this. No, you are spoiling the prayer. Pray believing that God is a God of justice. He's a God of righteousness. He does what is right. James 1, 5 to 7, he said, let him ask in faith, not wavering. Not wavering, ask in faith, knowing that God cares for you. He said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, they are thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. God thinks more about you than you think about yourself. He cares more for you than you care for yourself. So when you're praying, you know that God cares for you. He said, if he could give Jesus for us, shall he not by him freely give us all things? So when you're praying, you have understanding that God cares about your situation. Ask in faith. Ask in faith how to receive answers to prayers. Another point I must not forget to emphasize is holiness. Be holy. He said, without holiness, the prayers you are sending are like incense. They will be reproached without holiness. As it's going up, it will come like a foul odor. Because it's corrupted. When the river of your life is not pure, when the fountains are not pure, the enemy can reproach. He said, it's not like the Lord will not want to hear us. But our sins have made a block between us and God. They are like a stumbling block. They are like a wall of petition. Sin can hinder your prayers. I began to look into it this morning, and the Lord began to put into my heart that holiness is like a trigger. Are you hearing me? Faith is like a bullet, and prayer is the gun. Prayer is the gun, holiness is the trigger to shoot it. Then faith is the bullet. If there is no life of holiness, you can't shoot it. You won't be having results. You won't be having results. Holiness must be there. Holiness must be there so that the devil will not reproach you. The devil will not reproach you. You are living in willful sin continuously. And you rise up like a tornado. You say, Lord, do this for me. Do this for me. God will be looking that this fountain is not pure. First of all, purge the vessel. Purge the dross from the silver. So that the vessel may become a vessel of acceptable sacrifice. Are we following? There is a brother that came here that day we ministered Maranatha. That brother shared that testimony that he went to buy something with counterfeit money. How many of us remember? That as he bought the thing with counterfeit money, Rather, they gave him the counterfeit, then he gave it to somebody. The person used it to buy the thing with counterfeit money, and the person was caught and was beaten. He was not saying, "Oh God, thank you that the Holy Ghost helped him, that he was not the one that was caught." That's not the operation of God. It was your human technology that helped you, not the Holy Ghost. That thing, as he came here to give that testimony, if you watch it, the operation is that it could have looked normal to him, not abnormal. If not, he wouldn't have audacity to come before the saints and give that testimony. That he gave somebody counterfeit money, the person used it to buy something. That the person was caught, he was not caught, he was not thanking God. There are many congregations that you will go and share short testimony. Maybe they will be shouting, "Woo, woo, smart guy, smart." You know, that's the congregation of the flesh. Are you getting me? And when a person is living that type of life, you are praying. Your prayer is a boomerang. It's just hitting you back. It's just like you're throwing something to the wall. It's coming back. You are wasting energy. He desires truth in the inward part. There is no truth in this man. No truth. God will search you. Is there truth in you? Is there truth? And when he does not find truth, it's like you are muttering. It's like it's just like a noise playing. It's like a noise. It's like a noise. If we must enter the realm of receiving answers to prayer, we must desire a life of consecration. A life of purity, it is not negotiable. Else will become like a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal, making noise. You'll just be wasting energy, 5 hours wasting every day. Purge the vessel, and it will bring a sacrifice acceptable to the Father. It's like you are giving gifts to a king with a plate that is filled with cobwebs. The king will look at it. Go and wash these plates now. How will this kind of place to bring food for me? Whether you like the message of holiness or not, it is important. It is compulsory for you to receive answers to prayers. He desired truth in the inward part. You keep telling lies and telling lies and telling lies. You think your prayer will not carry weight. Even demons will be looking at you and laughing. The devil will be reproaching you. Look at the way Satan went to God against Job. God said, "Have you seen my servant Job?" God was boasting with Job. When you bring your prayers, Revelation 12 said, "It is he that accused the brethren day and night before God." Satan will go to God. Lord, you want to answer the prayer of this man? Look at him now. Look at him. He's unstable. He's unstable. He does not keep truth. Satan will begin to bring strong reasons and be defeating you in the courts if you don't maintain the life of holiness. Another key to receiving answers to prayer is persistence. Luke 11, where we're reading, I want to show you something. Luke 11. When Jesus has said, "And forgive us and give us this day our daily bread," after interceding for others, you're not praying for yourself. "Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil." Now from 5, look at this. And Jesus put a parable to them. I want to stick with the parable to us. He said, "Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.'" Verse 7. "And he from within shall answer and say, 'Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee.'" Verse 8. "I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth." Why will he rise and give him as many as he needeth? Is it because he's his neighbor? Is it because he's his friend? Is it because he's born again? Is it because he's a child of God? No. He said now because of his importunity. Because of his importunity. Persistence. Persistence. We need to learn how to be persistent in making our requests known. Some persons will make requests known to God, and after a short time, they'll become weary. He said, "When the Son of Man come, shall he find faith in the earth? When he will be coming with the answer, will he still find faith in you that you are still trusting in him? Some of us learn to give up too easily, but that is not the will of God. He said, who through faith and patience obtain the promises? Who through faith and patience? Faith and patience. To obtain the promises of God, you need faith, you need patience. Persistence. Persistence. You keep persisting. Lord, your will must be done. Lord, this one is your will. It must be done. You are persisting. He said, and because of his importunity, he was granted. Persistence. 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 Look at Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. This will be the last scripture for now. Hebrews 5 verse 7. He was talking about our high priest. I read from 5 to 7. Hebrews 5, 5 to 7. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. But he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee, as he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers with supplications and strong cries, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying, Abed, who was praying this prayer, making prayers and supplications, all manners of prayer. The Bible said with strong crying. Have you seen this in the Bible before? He said, and tears unto him that was able to save me from. I wish we saw where Jesus prayed. In fact, if you see Jesus praying, the spirit of prayer will enter you. Huh? If you see Jesus praying, the spirit of prayer will enter you. His type is not this chingon prayer. Oh God, you know we need this. You know we got to do this. We just need you to help us right now. Because if you don't help us, we're going to be consumed. I bet Jesus is not praying like that. He said, who offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears? When last did we enter a dimension in prayer? Do you know when somebody prayed and he entered a realm that the sweat in his body became thick as blood? In fact, blood started dropping out of his body. Jesus entered a dimension. A dimension of pressing. A dimension of importunity. In fact, he was groaning himself. Groaning. With strong faith. Jesus is the Messiah. He's God himself incarnate in the flesh. That came to show us the pattern as a foreigner. He's now showing us the pattern for prayer. He locked himself, making strong crying, groaning, tears all over. And the Bible said the sweat in his body was as thick as blood. There are some of us that have even prayed for 3 years. They don't even remember when they were praying and thick sweat began to run like river. That is a product of body in the heart. The heart was body. The thing has troubled him in his heart. He said the salvation of man is important. Abba, deliver. 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 He was praying and praying and pressing with strong crying. And some of us, the enemy has almost swallowed us and we are still, oh God. Oh. Eternity cannot help you. If it's like eternity cannot help you, you need to help yourself in that matter. He offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying, tears. That is the dimension. That thing is about to kill some people. Yet nobody in the heart to pray self. The only one is complain. Complain, complain. When last did you lock yourself inside the house? You are offering up supplication to God with strong crying and tears. Say, Lord, until it is done, I will not let you go. Like bread, oh God, you are growing and growing and growing. The teach us to pray. Study the life of Jesus, you will learn to pray. The disciples saw him pray, you know. All of a sudden, they said, come, teach us how to pray. How do you do this kind of prayer? Because they saw the pattern, the manner in which he prayed. He lives where everybody, he will just go to the mountain. Alone with himself. Begin. Disciples will come and watch him like a movie. Begin to watch. What kind of prayer is this, my friend? Is he not the Messiah? What else does he want? He is showing us a pattern. Showing us a pattern. Prevailing prayer. Prevailing prayer. A man is praying. I'm still trying to understand this. That the sweat in his body became as thick as blood. And offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. And was hard in that he feared. Because of time, I want to do this. I want to go to the Amplified version of the Bible and read something. My time is up, but I will go to Amplified and show you something very, very important. This is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. If you have your Amplified, you can check with me. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up definite special petitions. The issues he was petitioning heaven for was not even his own matter. It was for the salvation of mankind. He called it special petitions. For that which he not only wanted, but needed. He was not praying for ephemeral things, superficial things, things that carried weight. He said, and supplication with strong crying and tears to him who was always able to save him out from death. Because it is only God that is able to deliver. It is only God that is able to liberate. He said, and he was hard because of his reverence toward God, his godly fear, his piety, in that he shrank from the horrors of separation from the bright presence of the Father. And you see, he had the fear of God. That's why I said holiness, the fear of God is important. Jesus, when he wants to pray, he goes to gain concentration. I know some people that when they want to pray in their house, they will just go to the toilet and lock it. Lock toilet and squeeze themselves. There's a brother that visited me. That used to come and stay on holidays with me sometimes. When I was living at Liberty here, when he comes, James, he likes using the parlor toilet. He will lock himself inside the toilet. What you hear? Inside the toilet. You come close to the toilet, what you hear? You open, you see somebody squeeze himself like some of us don't even take the ministry of prayer serious. Jesus offered up petition with strong crying and tears unto God who is able to deliver. He knows that the Father is able to deliver. Teach us to pray. You may have heard this, but you need to listen to it again to get these principles. Jesus knew what prevailing prayers can do because it is said that the earnest prayer of the earnest fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth. Jesus was fervent in prayers. You may have seen people fervent in prayers, but the one of the Lord was in another dimension. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Teach us to pray. It is not theory. It is practical. Just say, Lord, teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. The prayers you have been praying don't command results. The prayers we have been praying are so weak. The prayers are so weak. Say, Lord, teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. Look at you. You don't even have body for prayer. You don't have body for prayer. Everywhere is dry. No body, no passion. And yet you are suffering. And yet you are going through tough times. And yet the enemy is beseeching you. Nobody. Nobody. Say, Lord, teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. Teach me to pray, Lord. Teach me to pray. Teach me to pray, Abada. Teach me. Teach me. Teach me to pray. Yadaba. Teach me to pray. Somebody say, Lord, teach me to pray. Ayaba. I don't know how to pray. Say, Lord, teach me to pray. Ayabada. Somebody say, Lord, teach me to pray. I don't know what to pray. Give me the body to pray. Give me the body. Impart upon me the body to pray. It is said of a high priest that who in the days offered supplications, offered prayers unto God with supplications, with strong cryings unto God that is able to save. Jesus prevailed in prayer. Jesus knew to pray. Say, Lord, teach me to pray. Jesus knew to pray. Jesus had the body to pray. Jesus knew what to pray. And many of us have been afflicted by the evil one. Many of us are going through heavy and hard times, but we don't have body to pray. It is for you to say, Lord, teach me to pray. Teach me to pray. In Jesus' name, lift up your right hand. The Lord give us the body for prayer. The Lord burden you with prayer. The Lord teach you to pray. Hear me, what you need for your next level is not prophecy. They may give you prophecy and things remain as it is. In fact, if prophecy comes and you still don't pray, it will not work. What you need is prayer. Prayer is what will open the heavens. May the Lord burden you with prayer.
Amen.
May the Lord give you the heart to pray.
Amen.
The Lord teach you to pray.
Amen.
Because you don't know how to pray. You don't know what to pray. The Lord teach you to pray. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will teach you to pray. Everyone that is sick here, place your right hand on your head and your chest. The other hand on your chest. Father, by the anointing of God present in this meeting, we ask for your healing power upon everyone here. I proclaim in the name of the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, be healed from that sickness, be healed from that pain.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 620037. Come to God's army global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.